News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So right now we're going to take a pause from the Triple Dipper and set aside the news stories of the day and go to talk to one of the candidates for statewide office who is battling his way through to the runoff election on Tuesday. Jim Ziegler is currently the state auditor for the state of Alabama. He's just served two terms there, finishing out his second term and is now running in the runoff election against former probate judge and state representative Wes Allen to be the next Secretary of State succeeding John Merrill. Jim is also, I think he's originally from Sylacauga, Alabama, got his high school degree there at Sylacauga High School, went on to the University of Alabama, and also got his Juris Doctorate degree as a lawyer at Faulkner University's Thomas Good Jones School of Law. So all that to say, let me just welcome Jim Ziegler to Right Side Radio. Mr. Auditor, how are you doing today?
Well, fine, thank you, and it's great to be live on your program to reaching these tens of thousands of people over North Alabama.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for making some time. I know you've been out on the campaign trail doing your thing, and my understanding is you may have just gone to the Rand Paul event with Congressman Brooks.
About the possibility of a low voter turnout on Tuesday. I have run into people even today, and I'm in Huntsville, who are asking, is there a runoff? When is the runoff? What races are on it? People that should know. And we're going to have to do something in the future. And I've got a plan to better inform voters and to increase the voter turnout. Now, I've modeled it after a successful program that the current state Secretary of State John Merrill did on voter registration. It worked wonderfully. Alabama now has voter registration the highest in history, one of the highest in the United States in the mid-90s. So the problem now is not lack of voter registration, it's turnout on voting day. So important for Alabama people to inform themselves and turn out to vote. And I call my plan that I will put in, if I'm blessed to be Secretary of State, I call it Plan Z. Now, you probably think that has to do with my last name, being a Z. That's not it. It's zero excuses. There's no good excuse for most people not to get up and go out and vote.
Well, and you know, and a lot of folks don't realize the Secretary of State, among all the other things you do for business entities and recordings of documents, the Secretary of State is also the Chief Election Officer for the state of Alabama. Mr. Auditor, you've been down there in Montgomery for a bit serving as the auditor. Why is it you want to run for Secretary of State?
I am term limited and cannot run again for...
Yeah, I think we got a really bad connection. Mr. Auditor, can you hear me all right?
We may have. Hey, I am term limited, and I'm not able to run again for state auditor. I got interested and concerned about voting irregularities in the 2000 Bush-Gore presidential campaign when we had that terrible situation in the state of Florida.
Right.
And multitude of election problems. Now, after that, the National Republican Party decided that they needed to send a crack team of election lawyers to Florida to do preventive medicine prior to the presidential elections and right up until election day a hotline, which I manned down there, and afterwards to clean up any problems. And so I was selected, and I served in the election integrity team in the 2004, 2008, and 2012. Interestingly, another Alabama lawyer also went in the 2012 election, and that was a young attorney named Greg Cook. That should ring some bells because he later went on to be the general counsel of the Alabama Republican Party and to be elected in a May primary to the Alabama Supreme Court. And Greg Cook and I were on the election integrity team in 2012. And so I got virtually a master's degree in experience of how to spot potential problems in elections, how to prevent them. Problems in elections are one of the kind of things in life. It's far to address them ahead of time and prevent them than to try to clean them up afterwards.
Well, Mr. Otter, let me jump in here and ask you real quickly. I'm going to have Copper put you on hold, see if she can help clean up your audio a little bit because we're having a hard time hearing you. So, Copper, talk to him for a second while I take a moment here. And we're not going to lose this interview. We're going to try and keep it going while Copper's trying to work to get his audio a little bit better because it's definitely hard to hear and a lot of background noise. But yeah, so the Secretary of State's office is absolutely one of the most important in the nation, or in the state, I mean, for maintaining election integrity. And he's right. Now, it does a whole lot more than that. All of the records for businesses, all of the records for the different things that are required to be recorded to maintain a business, to amend a business, to dissolve a business, all of those go through the Secretary of State's office. And, oh, by the way, not just elections, but actual candidate reporting. So if you've got a campaign finance account, if you've got to file your reports as a candidate, all of those things go to the Secretary of State's office. It is the repository of everything to do with elections and businesses and all the records thereof for a state. And all right, well, let's see if we can get this conversation going a little bit further. All right. Hey, Mr. Auditor, thank you so much. That was just a quick moment there to try and do what we could to clean up audio. But listen, so you're running for Secretary of State. Where are you right now? And did you have a chance to go to the Rand Paul event today?
Well, Huntsville at the airport, and I just listened to the speeches of Congressman USA and Senator Rand Paul in Alabama supporting Congressman Brooks, and they had a full house at the Huntsville Airport where I am now.
Did you are you actually endorsing Mo Brooks yourself, sir?
I've not endorsed anybody except Jim Ziegler for Secretary of State.
Good answer. All right. Well, listen, you've still got some time left in state auditor. Any particular accomplishments out of your time in office as a state auditor that you want to tout as part of what qualifies you to keep moving forward?
Yeah, served as a watchman for the taxpayers, a watchman against waste, mismanagement, and corruption. I filed the initial ethics complaint against Governor Robert Bentley, and after 13 months of investigation, the Ethics Commission ruled against Governor Bentley, and 5 days later, he resigned. I led the citizen group, blocked the first of the Aldott toll open bridges, which was a toll on Interstate 10. Of a Mobile Bay between Mill and Baldwin County, and that was a terrible problem. And by the grace of God, we were able to block. My wife and I led on Amendment 1 in 2020, and it would have taken away your right to vote for state board of ed and had them all appointed. No vote in that statewide referendum. And that's just the big things. We had a dozen others of as several stories serving as a watchman for the people. Now, as the Secretary of State, I'll be a watchman for voter integrity, watchman against ballot harvesting, changing of election day to election week or election month. I'm against all that. We don't need that. Mail-in ballots, anything beyond the absentee ballots. And we need a watchman for election integrity as the Secretary of State.
Well, Mr. Auditor, I appreciate you. Jim Ziegler, thank you for taking a moment out of your busy day to contact the show to make some time. I apologize that the audio has been so tough. I know you're in an airport, which sometimes makes it harder. But in the meantime, folks, go to the polls on Tuesday. It's election day then. Jim Ziegler, best of luck to you. Have a good weekend, and we'll see how the results come out on Tuesday. All right. Thanks, Copper. Go ahead and move us to the break. That was some painful audio. I'm not sure how it sounded out there for you in listening land, but I hope it was better than what I had here in my headphones. Anyway, We tried. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.